Logarm says there's a battleship fleet, and you know, you click it, and it's a battleship gang. I don't think 15 ships is a fleet. That's a gang. What's up, guys? Of course I'm in a gang. Did you not read the reporting on goons? We've been described as a gang before. Thank you for doing your mandatory state collapse. Welcome aboard to the Fireside. Been a pretty fun week. First off, I want to shout out our IT guys. We're migrating to new infrastructure. If you've never done this before, this is basically how it always is. You know, I said last week that, you know, it's going to be a quick 20-minute job TM. And I take it that some of you didn't quite get the inference there that it would not be a quick 20-minute job TM. But yeah. So basically, we expect to hopefully have all of Mumble and Jabber upgrades done today. Most everything's running. Obviously, there's still some issues, but hopefully that should be fixed today. And then by the Fireside next week, hopefully all of our IT stuff will be done, but we're in the long tail at that point. Most of the major stuff has been done. A lot of you won't experience this, but like, you know, when we would send a ping before, sometimes we would wait, you know, 2 seconds. Sometimes it would take 10 seconds to actually get the ping out. Now it just goes out immediately. It's really nice. A lot of our other stuff is running so much faster. It's really good. So yeah, thanks to IT guys. I want to especially shout out to Sopleb and Boris. Those two guys have been hard at work, and appreciate them. And then Boris linking the server fund, that really helps. Appreciate you guys. Everyone who donates, really appreciate you. That is by far our biggest expense. It's really our only expense. You know, it's paying for, you know, hardware, hosting. I think we pay for like some certificates and stuff. Just stuff like that, domains, all that good stuff. Appreciate all you guys who maybe can't be here for every fleet, but you do put your money where your mouth is and donate to our fund. We really appreciate you. All right, my voice is a little shot, but I think I'll be able to be okay here. First off, I got a tip for you guys. This is like a little secret. I think you'll be happy to learn this tip. I have a tip to let you guys feel like you are an elite PvPer and basically trick everyone into thinking you're elite PvPer. I've been doing this for a while now. So what you do is just watch local, and when someone says GF in local, you say GF. You weren't involved, but just reply back to them, and then everyone else in local thinks you were a part of some fight. And I just GF. Whenever someone throws a GF in local, I throw one in as though I've been part of whatever their 1v1 is. GF. GF Wilhelm. So if you guys didn't know, I'm actually an elite PvPer. You can tell by the number of GFs that I get in local. There you go. All right. Shout out to all the guys doing mercenary dens, keeping your anarchy under control. Appreciate everyone who's putting the work in. Special shout out to MyHantana and Passwin for actually dealing with the people who don't do it. Yeah, we did have a big fight in Elysium. GF to you guys. All right, so I don't know if you've seen, looks like there is a possible war, Lorraine, good timing, a possible war breaking out in the West between Frat and Initiative. Now, obviously, they're off time zone, but Frat is moving all of their stuff, I believe, including their Supers and Titans. I think they're moving everything to BTAC-9. We've been there before in BTAC-9. Yeah, Frat versus Init, GF to them, GF. So, obviously off time zone, Init's Euro, Frat's Chinese time zone, but that could be an interesting thing going on there. We're going to keep an eye on it. We'll be watching it. We don't anticipate fighting in this war. So, if you're, you know, an FC, we're not looking to get involved. That doesn't mean that won't ever happen, but we're not actively looking to get involved in any way. Well, we're going to be watching it mostly. We're not, you know, like Alan's asking if we would go support Init. And you know, we are not blue within it. We're not blue with Frat. I don't believe that we would go and support either one of them, for no reason. You know, if they want to offer something, that's fine. For instance, Init supported us when we were unanchoring all that stuff in Delph, and we gave them a discount on a Keepstar. Like, you know, we paid them like 100 billion-esque basically to help us and anchor stuff in Delph. So that is sort of the state of those relationships. And, you know, if Rat or Init wants to pay us, then we come help. And if we see a fight we might get involved in, we might come help. But that's really the plan right now. What if PanFam goes to support Frat? That won't happen. It's just not going to happen. If it does, we live next to them, by the way. Speaking of which, I wanted to give a special shout out to PanFam and Horde especially. I think this is long overdue. When we were moving from Delph, you may recall, you know, Horde was dropping on a lot of Ratters, dropping on our Dreads that were doing beacons, dropping on their supers if they ran beacons. They were killing a lot of stuff. They had a jump clone in Delve, and they could immediately jump, hop in a Dread, and kill a Dread, you know, one of our Dreads, or a super, or a Rorqual. They were getting a lot of kills. Good for them. When we announced the move, they said in no uncertain terms that it wasn't Delve. It was not Delve that was, you know, their advantage. It was just their superior organization, their superior skills, their FCs, their members, and it would just be just the same no matter where they went. If we went to UALX, you know, if we went to MNC, if we went to, doesn't matter, Innsmother, name another I area, we could go anywhere and they would just continue to hunt and destroy us. And then Brave moved out of Delve and they said the same thing. So I just would like to point out that since we've moved out of Delve, Horde has killed zero, repeat, that's zero, goon supers. So maybe it actually was jump clones and NPC space. Maybe you weren't that good. Maybe you're actually kind of ass at this. Maybe you fucking suck. Maybe you had every advantage and you can't kill a thing when you don't. GF to them. Zero crabbing supers. I want to tell you guys, by the way, that you are getting a great honor. There is a huge honor being extended to you as members. And that honor is that in 2 weeks, you will be able to vote exactly how the state tells you. You can vote any way you want. And the great honor is that you will choose to vote only one way with the exact ballot you are given as many times as you can. Can I get some claps in Elysium? Democracy is so beautiful. We don't have ballots out. They'll be out pretty soon. It's pretty locked in, but we're getting the last couple of things managed. There will not be vote for... I think you should vote for Kazanir. He's not on the ballot this year, but you're saying Kazanir spam? Yeah, I expect that. All right, friends. I believe that's everything I wanted to talk about. I will now open the floor to your questions. Please go ahead and ask them, and I will answer them. Yeah, Boris, you want to do it on Jabber or on Mumble? Mumble, okay. So we're going to do an Achain on Mumble as soon as we're done with this. I am late to the fire, so can you repeat everything just for me specifically, please? The good news is these are recorded, so you will be able to listen to it if you want. There's often a summary written as well. Logarm asks, is the Stockholm Syndrome thing, if you like Stockholm, don't know why, it just came to mind. No, it's a slightly different thing. Asher, what is your shoe size? 13, American 13? How are we doing with killing their ratting supers, beacon runners? Good question, Raster. We got one, 2 days ago? It was a Officer Fit Nix and 2 PNIs. We lost, I think, 16 insured dreads. It is a trade we will make literally every time. We love that trade. Can Init really fight Frat 1-to-1? Init used to be smaller. So Init's a lot bigger than they used to be, much bigger. We were talking about that recently, if Initiative are now a major alliance. And I think they are. I think they count as a major alliance. They were a mid-major before, but now I think they're graduated fully to major. It's a time zone thing, though. Frat is bigger than them, but Frat is not bigger than them in the EU. So it should be very interesting to see what happens. thoughts on dual boxing crabs with a dread plus a navy dread? I think that would be fine. That seems like a useful strategy. Are Pop-Tarts a sandwich?
Whoa.
Sandwiches usually, I mean, bread is the most vital part of a sandwich, right? So I would say no.
I'm trying to think if there are any pastries that are called sandwiches.
A knuckle sandwich has no bread. Ah, any future plans to go to war? Move our caps in range to counter where capital drops on us.
They'd have to have some capital drops on us first.
Yeah, there are future plans, and they'll be discussed when the future arrives. Any doctrine changes in the works for CAD? Unlikely, Lloyd. Strictly because it's a lot harder to retrain CAD than it is to retrain any other character. Is there scope for more structures in CJ? For example, Fort or Astra off the 8W gate. This is our biggest blind spot for home defense. Small gang stuff, we beat a lot there. Yeah, good question, Argive. Yeah, we will get something on all those gates. I didn't know 8W didn't have one yet, but we'll get one out there. Did you vote in Fat Bear Week, and did your selection win? I hesitate to ask this, but what is Fat Bear Week?
Oh, man. How do you not know?
I have no idea what that is.
Let's get a Fat Bear link in here. I don't have it handy.
Jeez. Ray has Galante Cruisers 5 and can now spin Ishtars. Congratulations. Welcome to Passive Income, mostly. Explore.org, Fat Bear Week.
Damn right. This is a completely safer work link. I don't know what you people are thinking or where you got these filthy minds, but you should all be ashamed of yourselves. Church is tomorrow.
Yeah, this is way better than I thought it might be. Well done. Good job, Fat Bears. All right, well, I'll have to pick something to vote for this week, but I did not vote there. I like the white Lububu. All right, we got any other questions here? Glued off, things we talk about on stream are things that stay on stream, my friend. Don't bring it up here. Make sure to share your Intosa kill mails and get your bounty. Good call. If the Panthers win, I'll be pretty happy, Shads. I try not to, like, be too, annoying about it because I'm very clearly a fair weather fan, but compared to some of our hockey fans here. Goon Somo tournament when? So the Sumatori is on a plane right now to London. There's going to be a sort of exhibition tournament at London next week. Any thoughts on the large exit of players from Horde? So I think that it's a good question. Once again, let's avoid hubris here. We do not want any hubris. I think that when you have something like this, you can either start fixing your stuff or you can just rot away. And it'll be up to them to figure out what to do. That said, even if you come across a very fat bear, it's still a bear, right? It still has claws. It can still bite you. So, don't get cocky, kid. That's what I have to say. Mufuni says, Asher, can we get a shout out for North Carolina meetup October 25th? We're heading to Raleigh's first esports bar. Who's going to shove the AT that day on their big flat screen? Oh, cool. That sounds awesome, man. There's your shout out. Any plan on moving north, or is SeaTac JR home for the next few years? Kobayashi, excellent question. And yes, there are no plans. We are going to stay in SeaTac J. I would tell you if I had any reservations. I have no reservations. I have no future plans. We don't have any secret, super duper secret squirrel plans to move again. We will be staying here. You can mark me on that. If we do move, it'll be because something, came up, like something major happened. Some opportunity that could not be ignored, which would have to be really huge, or CCP changes something in a major way. Those would be the reasons that we would move. But from the current standpoint, from everything that I know and all of our secret plans, there are no plans for us to move again. You want to move into the drones? I don't know, Anson. Like, it's a good region, but I don't think it'd be much better for us in any way. Go ahead, Kaz, you can talk.
What Nichiu said in chat is correct. Grow fat off the land and have a shield titan and armor titan in every hangar.
From your mouth to God's ears.
That's right.
All right. We have, how does the FCs feel about the male after the buff nerf? That's Mike Trammell. Good question, Mike. The males feel really strong. We've had several fights. We've been winning them with maelstroms, which is interesting. Horde also adopted maelstroms, but has been bringing other stuff, and our males have been sort of punching down on them. I told you guys a while ago that I think it's going to be a maelstrom meta, in the sense that it'll be the maelstrom or an adaptation in response to the maelstrom, and then a response to that response. You know, that's how metas work, and I think the maelstrom's going to drive the meta for the moment. So I think it's a strong ship, and I think our guys are doing extremely well with it. Horde adopted it first. You know, I don't know when the CSM found out the maelstrom was getting buffed, so I don't want to cast any aspersions that, you know, are not true. But strictly from an outsider's perspective, it was pretty interesting. But it could be very, very well be that they just had a feeling, or they just liked it before the buff. After the buff, it's obviously quite a good ship, and we adopted it at the right time. Is there space for an AHAC doctrine? Zuadab, I don't know how to say your name, but yeah, good question. We've talked about it internally a lot, so we're not making any changes probably for the next month at least, as far as major doctrines, battleships, AHACs, any kind of hacks, any kind of major doctrine change probably will not happen at least for a month. We're going to watch what happens. We're going to, you know, take in any information we can get. So could an AHAC doctrine exist and come along? Definitely. Very possible. Is it the most likely doctrine? No. So yeah, if you came from the future 3 months from now and you said, hey, we have an AHAC doctrine, I'd be like, okay, I believe it. But I wouldn't say it's super likely. I would say it's a chance, but not the highest chance.
I want to go back a little bit. I would say the American pronunciation of that name is Zuadao B-52. He is a bomber of some kind.
Oh, dude, he's a bomber. Great call. Zuadao B-52. My man's been flying since, like, what, the late 1950s?
Yes.
You know, the B-52 has a really small rudder. And that's why they have a really hard time adjusting the engines on that plane, because the rudder has very little authority. I'm going to go leak it on more thunder. Yeah, those B-52s are loud. That's actually, if you guys ever go to an air show, it's always interesting. Like, if you get to, like, hear an F-14 fly by, and then, you know, as the jets get more and more to current date, they get quieter and quieter. F-4s were so loud. Like, it was insane. And then if you see an F-22 go by, it's not quiet, but it's so much quieter than they were before. Indeed, Locusty, it's not the size of your rudder, it's how you turn it. Good call. I bet you a lot of goons have an opinion on this. My favorite fighter is the F-15. Let's say have your favorite fighter in Elysium. A lot of choices. No Eurofighter, by the way. Let's call that out. Pressing the Euros even in Elysium. Ooh, we got a Swedish one in there. Nice. The Tornado? Okay, good call. A-10s. Good number of A-10s. Spitfire. That's classic. All right, friends. We're going to go over to Op 1. We're going to go to Op 1 now, and we're going to all-chain and see if we can crash Mumble. So we're going to go stress test it. Everyone, please hop down to Op 1 on Mumble.
Wrap our headsets.
So much for avoiding
it. Everyone brace yourselves.
Yeah.
Lama, just a general chemo reminder.
Yeah.
Come on, where's the rest of you?
Lama, are we good here? This channel.
Yeah, go for it, Asher, go on.
Alright, so guys, if you have priority, please do not key up, and let's hear your best off-chain. Go for it.
Do better.
What's up?
And you say he is just a friend. There you say he's just a friend.
Oh, baby, you got me.
And you say,
can I have my channel back now?
No.
Right. Put the dog toy away.
Appreciate it. All,
we're doing serious spaceship business here.
My overlay crossed.
Thanks for coming.
I hate you guys.
Bismarck is serious space business.
That was awesome. Thank you.
Hey, it didn't crash.
See you later.